Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Straight up top of the hour, Apple stock, 506 points. Whoa. We're talking to Dan Israel today, all about commerce and Christianity. That's his book. Well, that's part of his book. It's incredible, got to tell you. Please go to the Power Mall and order it, 877-817-9829. We've got a lot of other specials. Ask them there for the specials that we have today. An interesting email saying that one of the Wall Street Journal reporters went to the shooting range went to all the shooting ranges in Newtown and asked how often Mrs. Lanza had frequented them and found out that none of them had ever seen her there, that she has never frequented the gun range there. I thought that was interesting. Let's go to Ralph in Michigan. Ralph in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dan Israel.
Good morning.
Morning.
Listen, you know, good show, by the way. You know, I find it interesting.
Coming from you, that means a lot. Coming from you, that means a lot. Thank you, Ralph.
Hey, I found it interesting you brought up the mortgage thing in Christianity. You know, and I understand about the forgiveness of that and that, but here's the thing, too, I think you've kind of overpassed, was that the Bible also talks about, you know, we're not supposed to sell ourselves into slavery. And basically, when you go out and put yourself into these heavy debts, you're selling yourself into slavery to the system. Okay? And Christians are supposed to use a thing that God gave us called common sense, which isn't so common anymore.
Yeah, right about that.
But, okay, I want to make another comment. Joyce, if you remember when I first started calling your show, and this was years back, I used to, because, I'm against Christmas, but I used to try, because so many people that I met and tried to witness something about Christmas, too, that's just the way you believe. And I said, well, you know what, I found out something on the History Channel. There was a thing called Christmas Unwrapped, and guess what? They don't believe the way I do, but they are giving facts. That way you can't throw
facts. If I may comment
on that,
it's a fact. It's a historical fact that Christmas was banned in England, and it was also banned in our country in the early formative years because the clergy at that time were honest enough to identify it wasn't scripturally based.
The thing is by using that program on the History Channel, it defeats their whole argument saying that's what you believe. No, here it is. You know, this is your world. This is your crap that you're listening to. And, you know, here's another thing. You know, I take and observe the Sabbath, and it's amazing how many Sabbatarians that I meet will come over, like, on a Saturday to see me or something like that. And they'll send me out in the garden. And they go, oh, my goodness, you're out there working in the garden. Oh, you're breaking the law of God. And I'm like, excuse me? They're like, yeah, it's made a day of rest. I said, the Sabbath was made for man as a day of rest. Yeah. You know what? I'm not, and if you read your Bible, it says not to be going out there and working for gain. Okay, I'm not working for gain.
Right. Okay, I've got to move on. Thank you very much. I've got to get to Keith in Missouri. Thank you very much for the phone call. Keith in Missouri, you're on with Dan Israel. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Truth Seekers.
Morning.
One of the main roles that Jesus came as was the kinsman redeemer, and that was you might call it a spiritual commercial aspect because his blood paid for our sins. So that carries on the theme that Dan was talking about earlier, but it was very specific. If we'll reference Matthew 15:24, Jesus says, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It wasn't to every Mohammed, Chang, or Ugaduga in the world. It was to this very specific group of people.
That's
number
correct.
Two. My Puritan forefathers in colonial America did not keep Christmas, and there was a monetary fine that had to be paid if you were found not working on December 25th because it was a popish festival. Christmas is Catholic. It's not Christian.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Dan Israel, anything real quickly you want to add?
Just one thing, you know, speaking of numerology, I had a caller, touch on that. Every letter has a numerical equivalent. And if you take you know, and add
well,
them up.
We're out of time. We're out of time, unfortunately. We've got to go. The break is there. Thank you so much, Dan Israel, for joining us in the Power Hour today. I am so sorry. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. We're talking today with Freeman. He is Freeman of FreemanTV.com. F-R-E-E, just like it sounds, FreemanTV.com. He's been in the forefront of conspiracy theory for nearly two decades. He did his first DVD on HARP. He's internationally known TV producer, filmmaker, own talk show, and he graduated from an Associate of Arts degree. And he and attended KU. That makes him really, really in the good category right there. He is president of Blue Fly Productions. He produced and hosted the Austin TV show, The Freeman Perspective. And got to tell you, he's got an excellent DVD called Transhumanist Agenda. Thank you so much, Freeman, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thank you, Joyce.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on this very difficult day. People are not able to come to grips with what they're hearing. People are not understanding at all how, you know, this is the big question. How could this happen? Motive. How could this happen? It can't come from any place good. It's got to come from some evil place. This is not what humans do to other humans, is it?
There's no doubt about that. And, you know, before people start looking at gun control, they might want to start looking at Hollywood control.
Mm-hmm.
The effects of Hollywood on our society is grand. I mean, this is something people should be looking much deeper into. If you remember, I lived in Florida when Jaws came out. And I'll tell you, those beaches were empty. The tourist trade was over. And, you know, all because of this shark movie, which didn't even look all that real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when
true.
We start to look at this puzzle, we're looking at these shooters, the mentality, you would think they would need to be demon-possessed to be able to pull off such a horrendous act as these shootings. But we have lists of them. And if we go back and we look back, say, Columbine, go all the way back to Columbine, and we find that the movie, The Basketball Diaries with Leonardo DiCaprio, is showing him, Leonardo, coming into a school dressed in a full black trench coat with a shotgun and shooting the students in the school.
Ooh, I had forgotten about that, yes.
Then when From Hell came out, this is a movie by Alan Moore, which hopefully we'll talk more about later in the show. Now, he wrote V for Vendetta, he wrote From Hell and The Watchmen. And he is an occultist. He is one that's into the black arts and the black magic, into doing writing. And actually, the very story for V for Vendetta was actually an outline of Adam Weishaupt's Illuminati belief system, coupled with Aleister Crowley, the most infamous magician out there, the wickedest man in the world, as they say, are all written into V for Vendetta. So we have people registering this type of knowledge into their heads. Now, he put out a movie, From Hell, and this was about how a Freemason could get away with ritual murder because of their brotherhood connections and being able to give the handshake to the judge and get away with it.
Wow.
Now, as I watched From Hell on the screen, I said, they're using this to engineer an offer almost as a advertisement for another shooting to say, hey, if you join our brotherhood or you're already in our brotherhood, we'll get you off if we need you to kill people. Now, the story of From Hell is all about Jack the Ripper and how Jack the Ripper was a Freemason. Next thing I know, I predicted at that moment, I said, there's going to be another Ripper in the headlines. Now, it wasn't even a week later when we got the DC Sniper as opposed to the Ripper. And Sniper was all over the headlines.
On and on. And then you've got Batman showing Sandy Hook in the Batman movie. I mean, somebody said...
I saw that.
Yeah. I mean, that is... Sandy Hook is the name of the school. It's not the name of a town. So, I mean, Sandy Hook... Who would pick out Sandy Hook for a movie?
let's take that one more level, because we have a TV show or a movie out now that's saying that, you know, you should go kill other children for food, and this is The Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen The Hunger Games?
No, I have not. I don't want
to. The children are offered up as tributes to make sure that the rest of the outlying towns get the food that they need by the elite. Well, Suzanne Collins, the author of The Hunger Games, which is all about ritual sacrifice of children, televised ritual sacrifice of children. Suzanne Collins, the author of The Hunger Games, lives in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. Mm. I mean, these are some strange coincidences.
Yeah,
but they
sure
get deeper.
Are.
They get much deeper. Because when we look to the shooting at Batman, the Aurora shooting, and we have James Holmes, he was studying neuroscience, as was Jared Lee Loftner, who shot Gabriel Giffords, studying neuroscience. But now what we find with the shootings at Sandy Hook and the shootings at the Batman Aurora Colorado shooting is that they weren't done alone. Now, the Sandy Hook, we have at least three shooters. There were two that were trapped outside after Adam Lanza had already shot himself inside the school. The police were chasing two more shooters outside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the same thing happened at the Batman theater in Aurora, Colorado, where it is reported that someone stood up, opened the back door to the theater, got a phone call as they were sitting in the seat, got up, opened the door, propped the door open, and then a few minutes later, that's when Holmes came through the door. So we have the effect that these people are not working alone.
Yes, and we had a phone call from someone who worked at the theater and said that there's no way that those doors were ever unlocked. They're like cement metal doors. There's no way they are ever unlocked. So it had to have been an inside situation if the doors were open at any time. They're checked every hour.
Clear reports of people reporting the person that was sitting in the front aisle of the theater who received the phone call, stood up, and opened the door. Never again did we hear about this character.
Mm-hmm.
I have shot an AR-15, which is the weapon that Holmes used. And you need some very good skills to be able to aim that thing. I'll tell you, it just takes off. It just goes out of your hand and it's gone. And the fact that he had shot so many bullets, it was impossible for a single person to have done.
I agree with you on that. I mean, I can't even imagine, and they can't find anywhere where he had ever shot a weapon around there or knew anything about shooting. Supposedly, it's just what his mother was supposedly to have done. And then a Wall Street Journal reporter went out to all the shooting ranges around the town, and they said, sorry, she's never been here.
Right. And when we look to Adam Lanza, we find a kid with Asperger's. You know, his neighbors called him autistic. And you expect someone of this mental capacity to be able to shoot. I mean, you know, having Asperger's syndrome, really, you know, you're shaky. You have a hard time controlling your motor skills. It just doesn't add up.
No, it really doesn't. It really does not. And so, you know, we're the ones that are questioning all of this. The other people are just grieving over the grief. And I understand that. That's one whole side of this. But it's the part that keeps us asking questions. And now, according to the Connecticut police spokesperson who said, you know, if you challenge the prevailing concept of what we're telling you, then you will be investigated and possibly arrested. Unbelievable.
It is quite unbelievable and a frightening place to be for us, because we are trying to bring this to light. We're trying to bring this out to the people so that they can understand what's going on.
Yes.
And I hope to share with you today some insights to the satanification of America and how this is playing out symbolically.
Let's talk about the satanification of America, because we're seeing it. I mean, my gosh, what more do we need to see than what happened on Friday morning? But let's start with that subject.
Yes, it's clear. And how it began for me, and I was not looking for Satan. I'll just open that with that. I did not expect to find what I found, but my science is consistent and has been for 10 years now. I have not had to change a thing. And honestly, where I began, and that's where I'd like to begin you, is two ways, in the political spectrum and in the corporate spectrum. Because in the corporate spectrum, I began understanding that corporate logos had more meaning than we were giving to them. When we were looking at the target symbol, and we realized that this is the ancient sign for the sun, this was kind of a clue as I started to put things together. Now, what I did is I've gone to every single Mason temple in the United States nearly, and abroad as well. I've been to the Grand Lodge of England and the Grand Lodge of Australia, and I'm hunting down these Freemasons. I'm seeking the knowledge that they are sharing. I'm seeking what they are doing and how this all affects us. So as I went through, I found that all of these major corporations were owned and operated by Freemasons. Now, I don't want to start a witch hunt, honestly, but you know, I'm just going to lay the facts there, and you can decide for yourself. As I went through every single corporate logo, I came up with the Masonic ritual described in each of these things. Something as simple as a canted square actually has meaning within the Masonic ritual. When you see Starbucks fish goddess, that's an interesting one to study itself. All of these symbols have meaning inside of a Masonic ritual, and so they speak to the other brothers who have been through the rituals. I've studied the rituals, I know them, and I understand what's going on. But when I got to Phillips 66, this gas station, I was left somewhat dumbfounded. Now, what I had learned was that Freemasonry is based on the ancient Hebrew mysticism known as the Kabbalah.
Okay, well, let's take it up with the Phillips 66 and the Kabbalah after this four-minute break. Our guest today, Freeman. Give your website, Freeman.
It's freemantv.com.
Freemantv.com, and you can see the transhumanist agenda there. We'll be back. Four-minute breaks. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today on the Power Hour. You could be anywhere, but you're here today, 24 minutes after the hour. You know, the whole situation in Connecticut breaks our heart. We could not be any more sad, any more somber about it, but life has got to go on to the point of finding out for these people what happened. I mean, that's what we must do. And part of that is studying what's gone on before us. We look at all these disasters on top, one on top of another, and we owe it to those people, whether it's 9/11 or Waco or Oklahoma City or whatever, we owe it to those people, their memory, to tell the truth. Joining us today is Freeman, freemantv.com, and you were mentioning some of the corporate logos. Let me ask you, you want to talk about Phillips 66. Is it important that we, every time we look at one of these logos now, see some kind of demonic influence or some kind of other influence in this? Is that important for us to be able to do that, or does that just kind of ruin our breakfast when we look at the cereal?
I believe it's very important, because what I'm going to show you is going to amaze you. It's going to astound you, and you will not look at your corporate logos again as you're driving down the street. It's just not going to be the same ever again, and I apologize for that.
Okay.
But it is critical for you to understand this, because these are weapon systems. Walmart, Target, these are weapon systems. McDonald's, Arby's, these are weapon systems. They are methods of mind control and death. And I'll prove it to you.
Okay,
Hannah Montana,
let's start.
From Walt Disney.
Okay.
Is a symbol of death. And I'll show you how this all works out. Now, what I'm covering now with the corporate logos and their occult meanings, this is all covered in my first DVD, which is simply called The Freeman Perspective. I'll probably have to change the title to Occult Corporate Logos so that you would know better. But it was my first DVD and the name of my show, so I just put it out like that. And I have been identifying and classifying this stuff for many years, and going back and going, as I say, to each of the temples and actually bonifying everything I'm finding, because it's astounding to me. Because when I got to Phillips 66, and the reason this is important is because 66, if you take this to the Kabbalah, now this is a Hebrew mysticism, so not only do you need to translate things into Hebrew, you have to take the numerology as well. And so in Hebrew, the letter 6, or the number 6, is the letter V, not like Roman. Okay, so V and 6 are the same in Hebrew. So when you're looking at 66, you're also looking at a VV. This goes on and on. Okay, so 66 in the study in Kabbalah is the number of the fallen angels, what is known as the Klifot in the magical realms of Kabbalah, and is the dark side. It's the fallen tree. It is the abyss. So this is the number 66. But this transliterates into the letter W because it's a VV, 66. Now, if you were to take this now, let me tell you, Adolf Hitler, he was also a Kabbalist. He carried around with him the theosophical books of Madame Blavatsky that goes deep into all of the same stuff. Now, he designed the car of the people, and he called it the Volkswagen. Yes, and they put the logo on there, the VV. If you look at it, it's two Vs interlaced, which then, of course, makes a third V, which, when you take that back to your Kabbalah, is 666. It's right there on your Volkswagen logo. Now, if you want to see what the Hebrew letter V looks like, or what the V letter V in Hebrew looks like, you go to your Monster Drink logo. Look at a Monster Drink bottle, and you'll see that claw. It's written everywhere. People have it stamped on their shirts, their hats, their trucks. It's everywhere. All right, that is the Hebrew letter V, that claw mark. And so now you're looking at 666 on your Monster Drink logo.
Interesting.
I was able to predict that W would be forced into office because he had the number of the fallen angels on his back, the W. Now, HW, his father, that means emperor of the fallen angels in Kabbalistic code. And you take this to their skull and bones where they all take on names from Revelation, and he is known as Magog, and you can go, you know, another level on this thing. Now, in English, if you were to transliterate the number 666 into English, you would get F, which is the sixth letter, O, which is the 15th letter, making 1 and 5, making 6, and X, which is the 24th letter, making 2 and 4 and 6. This is the only word you can get out of 666 in English gematria. So Fox, how many times have you seen Fox? On the Batman movies, you have Lucius Fox, which is a reference to Lucifer Fox, or Lucifer 666. On your web, you have the Fire Fox, or the Burning 666. You have Fox Mulder, you have 20th Century Fox, you have Fox Searchlight.
Since when is a fox such an important animal that everybody wants to be named after their business? We're going to be back after this three-minute break with Freeman, FreemanTV.com. Check out his videos at FreemanTV.com. We'll be right back.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams Probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
You're listening to a special encore of The Power Hour.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world and wanting to know the truth. That's all we're doing. We're searching. And we are people that literally hunger for the truth. And I think that can be said about just about every person listening to this program. Because the others get turned off real fast. If you don't like the truth, you're out of here. Please support the Power Mall. That's how we stay in business, is by your purchasing from the Power Mall. We have on sale, Grown by Nature. Now, there you go. You got them all on sale. And you know the good special that Rosie does on Grown by Nature. Topperson is on special. The Cosmic Conspiracy, Dare to Prepare. We've got all kinds of gift items. I think this is kind of winding down the amount of gift items that can be sent out. Christianity Unmasked, Dr. Dan Junker's products, Strauss Herb products. You can get them by calling 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Be sure to go to freemantv.com, a really excellent website there. You can see, I think you'll be challenged by the information at freemantv.com. His podcasts are there for his shows also. At freemantv.com. All right, we're talking about logos today. I know you've got so many things on your website that are so fascinating that we could get into. But if you were to give us an example of one of the worst, let's say the worst from your perspective logos, what would that be?
The worst. Well, you know what's really intriguing is the Mark of the Beast. Now, personally, the worst one for me right now is the Starbucks logo.
Really?
And this is,
the Little Mermaid thing bothers you?
Well, those are not her hands behind her head. Those are her ankles. And this is how they used to describe sex with the fish people. Now, this goes back to the Masonic belief in Atlantis. And it actually is a Luciferian reference once you start to get into the understanding of their connection with Venus and Lucifer. And so it's actually kind of a sexual Luciferian connection. That's why she has also the pentagram on her forehead. But the Mark of the Beast is one that we're seeing more and more popular these days that no one even realizes, because you have to study the occult to really know what these people have as their symbols and their signs and when, where they come from. 9 and 11 have been talked about in the occult rings forever. I have ancient books on Kabbalah and magic, and 9 and 11 and Satanism. Actually, this comes from the works of Aleister Crowley on the numbers 9 and 11, which are actually a Luciferian reference saying that 9 is the end and 10 is the unification to God. 1 and 0 is God. And then 11 is the magician or the sorcerer, the one that's above using these talents. And if you skip 10, going from 9 to 11, this is Luciferianism. This is straightforward, that you are performing these divine acts without God in your heart because you skip 10, which is God in their symbolism. This has been talked about for decades upon decades, if not centuries, before 9/11 ever happened. When people saw the 9/11 references in the movies, these weren't referring to the event that was coming in September. This was using their symbolic gestures inside their movies already. But the Mark of the Beast, as I got to, I was telling you about 66 being the number of the fallen angels. Well, in English, you can get OX out of that. FOX, as I would say. Well, OX, according to the esotericists, according to the occultists, is the mark of the beast. It is an X with a circle around it. So, of course, this is Xbox, this is the X-Men, and Russell Brand, and his brand X, proudly displays the OX symbolism, fully unknowing. He probably doesn't even know that that's the mark of the beast. But now I'm interviewed, and one of the best ways to get all my information right now is I have a 8 gigabyte flash drive with the best of Freeman TV on it. It has everything. So if you got my flash drive, you'd get all of it. And in this, I have an interview with the high priest of the Church of Satan. And I'm asking him about these things. Now, he actually has that OX embedded in the back of his skull. You can
really
see it on my website. I have the film there for you to see. He has horns. He's a generational Satanist. Rex Diabolus Church is his name, and on the back of his head is this Mark of the Beast.
How are people able to get your flash drive?
You can purchase it right there at freemantv.com,
okay.
Or if you prefer mail, I have a P.O. Box on the website as well. It's P.O. Box 581, Lawrence, Kansas. You can just look it up, 66044. So if you'd like to not go by PayPal, you can always order by mail.
Okay, and how much is it?
It's $40.
Including shipping?
And it has over 100 interviews, over 100 hours of interviews, plus videos of all my lectures, plus the esoteric research books necessary to look deeper into these topics, like The Satanic Witch by Anton LaVey, which would describe how Hannah Montana is a satanic character. And I include all of this along with an original artwork of mine from my lectures that you can use as wallpaper for your computer desktop.
Okay. And again, I want you to give the address. It's $40. And the address is, give it again, please.
It's Freeman, P.O. Box 581, Lawrence, Kansas, 66044.
Okay, good. You know, I had a Dodge Ram, an SUV one time. It was a Dodge Ram, and I could not look at that Ram any longer. I had to sell the car. I mean, I really didn't need to sell it, but I just could not have it. Now, does this mean that if I go and buy Starbucks coffee that I am, you know, giving some kind of honor to demonic symbols, or I am purposely engaging in something that I mean, should I stay away from Starbucks coffee now?
Well, the truth of the matter is that there were two forms of magic of ancient Egypt, and this is deeper and deeper into the Masonic Lodge. As you get into the lodge, you'll find that Egypt rules supreme. This is why there's a pyramid on our dollar bill. And the two forms of magic that the ancient Egyptians used were talismans and contracts. Now, you almost always find that the devil lays out a contract for you to sign in blood in all of our tales of the devil. Contracts and talismans. This is money and corporation. So when you are supporting either of these two, then you're already in the demonic realms. You're already dealing with magic. And corporations are nothing more than a golem crafted out of thin air that are now considered more powerful than people. And so, to me, it's the corporate world that is the monster that we're looking at here, not simply just the particular corporation, but the very concept of corporations themselves.
Hmm. Give us some more good examples of things that we might teach children with to help them understand that, you know, these symbols are used for a negative evil side.
Yeah, well, it gets complicated, and, you know, like I say, you must study the Hebrew to really to get it and to understand the Masonic ritual and the purpose and points of Masonic ritual. So this gets much deeper. I'd like to point out a few more satanic references that are right in front of our faces.
Okay, I'll tell you what, while you're doing that, let me give the phone number if you would like to talk to Freeman. 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment for Freeman. Okay, go ahead, please.
This one's going to shock you. In the very language of Jesus, in Aramaic, when we look to Lucifer in the Bible, we come to Isaiah and we find that and Satan fell like lightning from heaven. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the description of Satan in the Bible. Well, if you were to take that to Aramaic, to the language of Jesus, then it would say, "And Satan fell like Barack Obama." Barack Obama in Aramaic means lightning from heaven. His very name.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that one might shock you.
Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely.
Now, it gets weirder, because when you take "Yes, we can," his catchphrase, and you put it in reverse, a little reverse speech from Satan himself, "Yes, we can," backwards, and you can see this on my website. I was hoping to play it on the show, but I can't. But you can go to my website. You can just check it out for yourself. "Yes, we can" is clearly "Thank you, Satan" in reverse.
Amazing. Absolutely.
You have
amazing.
To hear it. You have to hear this.
Okay. And go to freemantv.com and listen to that then. All right. Give me some logos, some things that we see every day that we don't think about that are impacting our lives.
Well, because I've listed a great many of them, the most dramatic ones for you. I'm trying to, because what you're seeing now is that you have a brotherhood, this Freemasonic order. I've proven that they are the tops of the corporate elite, that everything from McDonald's. Now, to look at the McDonald's logo, you'll see two golden arches. And this is what the Knights Templar were known for, gold and arches. And so this is a Templar reference, and Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, was a Freemason. He put this on there intentionally.
Hmm.
Now, these fast food systems, they are weapon systems. You guys should not be eating this stuff. No one should be eating this stuff. Anything that's a dollar, you should be afraid of.
Yeah,
99 cent menu, you better just start running.
Hey, let me go to the phone lines. They have filled up
real
fast here. Kevin in Washington. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Or Kenneth, I'm sorry. Kenneth, you're on the air with Freeman. Go ahead, please. Welcome.
Yes, the problem is that all my heroes were Masons. Andrew Jackson, Patrick Henry, Jones, the Admiral, Davy Crockett, Charles Lindbergh. I mean, they're all Charles Lindbergh, the aviator, they're all the heroes, and they're all Masons, and they're leaders. So that's what you have to contend with. And Charlotte Enderby is concerned about it, but that's a fact. And I'm not a Mason, and I don't favor Masonry. But
okay, all right. Let me go back to our guest, Freeman. You want to comment on that?
I totally agree. It's the most difficult study when you start to look to these things. And what you find is that many of the people inside of the lodge don't know the higher ranks or the attendant bodies outside of the lodge. So you have a group of sexual magicians known as the Ordo Templi Orientis, which was really set into stone by Aleister Crowley. He's the one who set up most of their rituals and organized the way this organization was run. Now, the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis, are a higher branch of esoteric Freemasonry. So now, the people inside of the Masonic Lodge have no idea what's going on inside of the OTO unless they're already a member. Now, you cannot talk about the OTO inside the Freemasonic Lodge, but all the Freemasons can talk about it when they're inside the OTO Lodge, where they're performing sex ritual magic. So there are appendant bodies and outside arms of Freemasonry that the rest of Freemasonry knows nothing about. And I will agree with you that all of the people that we consider heroes are absolutely all Freemasons. George Washington, and Benedict Arnold, he was a Freemason. Paul Revere, as you were saying, and the list goes on and on. The title America came from the Freemasons. This is a title that they gave to this country because it was named after their... Well, the planet Venus, which in Templar stories was known as Murica, and that's where the name America actually comes from, and that actually is a Luciferian reference, because Venus is Lucifer. When you start to look this up, look it up in the dictionary for yourself, look up Lucifer, you'll see Venus as the definition. So this is where I say the Starbucks logo goes to the Luciferian connection.
So there's... Okay, let me move on. I got so many callers here. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Freeman.
Yeah, I've got two quick questions. The Israeli flag, the white flag with the blue, light blue Star of David, I understand that it's made up, and I've looked at it myself. It's made up around the outside. It's 6 points. There's 6 angles. If you go through all the angles, it's 6 angles, and all of that is made up of what consists of 6 lines. So that's obviously a reference to 666, is it not?
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. It goes to the axiom of as above, so below, and is the most prominent feature you'll find in every Masonic temple. As surprising as that might be, the Star of David is one of the most used symbols inside of a Masonic lodge.
Also, the number that's referenced in the Ian Fleming spy novels and the movies, 007, do you know anything about that?
Not right off, but what I can tell you is the original 007 was John Dee, who was the Queen's sorcerer, Queen Elizabeth I, and he was the one who brought angelic communication through magic, what they call Enochian magic. And if we go back to Ian Fleming and look at his first film, you've got Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which repeatedly was shown to Princess Diana when she was a child, which is all about this evil witch or evil queen that has child hunters that come and collect it. Now, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is put out there as a child's movie, as I can cover many of these children movies and how evil they really are. But, of course, Ian Fleming was the author of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to Frank in Missouri. Frank in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. With Fred in Missouri, you're on with Freeman. Go ahead, please, Fred.
I'd like to know what his interpretation of the little symbol that Walmart uses. The best I can get is 33, and then, of course, the color is kind of an orange color.
Kind of. Orange and blue, yeah. Okay.
And to the... they moved from the pentagram to the six-pointed star, and I thought that was somewhat intriguing, going back to your 666 symbol and the Star of David. But originally, of course, Walmart's logo was the pentagram. Now, the key ingredient here is to walk into your Walmart and have a look down the store aisles. Go down your children's aisles and look to your left and your right. Now, on the boys' side, the blue side, you are going to see the movie Cars, you are going to see Clone Wars, and you are going to see Transformers. These are going to be the main things being programmed into your children. Now, this is military programming. It's same as G.I. Joe and Barbie, only now we're up to Transformers and Hannah Montana. Or even beyond that now, we're up to Monster High, where it says, be a monster, be unique, be a monster. These are the programming for the children, which is what we call Princess Warrior programming. Now, we are writing a magazine about this right now. It's going to come out January. It's called Weird Stuff. And we are outlining and databasing all of this in the deepest, most rich way we possibly can. So if you're looking for Weird Stuff, you can pre-order it now on my website. But this is going to outline this very deeply so that you can really clearly see everything that I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, we'll be back after this three-minute break. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be back. Drew in Michigan, you're up next. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Ryan. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. It's all about getting back to the basics. And that's what we do with our guests on the Power Hour, is to try to find the basic information we can work with. I know a lot of you are concerned about this information you're hearing here today, and go to freemantv.com. You can find out more about that. And tomorrow, Standeo will be joining us. We've got some weather issues, and if you go to his website, you can see some really bad earthquakes that have been appearing, and he has some concerns. We'll be talking to him about weather issues, and of course, we're going to continue the discussion of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. There's something I wanted to mention, and I forgot. Oh, well. Let's go to Jim in Michigan. Jim in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you, Joyce, for the show. The numbers with all these events that are taking place, like 9/11 and 7/7, and Friday's date was 12/14/12, which if you add those numbers up, is 11. Would you agree that this is done purposely? And 12/21/12 is 666 or 333.
Yeah, absolutely. The numerological holds some significance. That's how I was able to predict 9/11, because I was already studying these events. But then I couple these numbers and these symbolic gestures with political spectrum. So I was able to say that there will be a major terrorist attack on 9/11, and that it'll be there for your reaction. That's the whole purpose. Now, I freaked a lot of people out by actually knowing this. Then I predicted that before this happened, I predicted W would be forced into office, because I understood the meaning of the letter W. And I said, you know, this, and also the political spectrum of needing to force a president into office to start to upset the balance. And I said, after they force W into office, the next president will not be considered an American citizen, predicting the birther movement. Now, live on Alex Jones, I said the next 9/11 would be 10/13. This is the infamous Friday the 13th of the Knights Templar, and that was the day Bernanke crashed the banks. Now, you can see me saying this live on Alex Jones. You can follow. The only one I don't have database, but I do have eyewitnesses, is the 9/11 prediction, because that's before I was on the air.
Real quickly, what is the next date?
For so long now.
What is the next date you see of concern?
Well, you know, of course, there is the 21st, but I haven't really been expecting anything for that as much as, unless, you know, that one's so up in the air. So the one that I've been looking at is a 4th of July event, and I'm expecting an event at the Temple Mount. Perhaps if we could talk again, I can outline for you the political spectrum of this, because
that's
a whole other layer.
That would be great. Real quickly here.
The Temple Mount is the place you want to be watching next.
Okay. And Lynn in Mexico wants to know about a convenience store they have there called OXXO.
Yeah, you it's, I mean, I'm telling you, once you're clued in, you're not going to be able to escape it. K is the 11th letter and is actually this Luciferian satanic number 11 when you're using it without 10. And that's why you'll see circle K. This is the reason that Aleister Crowley put K at the end of the word magic to add that a satanic letter or number to this.
Interesting.
So yeah, it's everything you look at. If I got into Phoenix Pictures and showed you that they strike a friction match before their movies, now that you look up a friction match in the dictionary or look Lucifer up in the dictionary, you'll see Venus, Satan, and a friction match. Okay, and then they put out films that are about human cloning, child labor camps, and Nazi worship, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sigourney Weaver. These are not small movies. Phoenix Pictures shows you a Lucifer right at the strike of their film. You'll see this in my first DVD.
Okay, and let me go to Dalton real quickly. Dalton, you're on the air. Go ahead, fast. We're about out of time.
Yes, I would just like to know, it's a great show this morning.
Thanks.
Have you guys ever watched Al Neal on his YouTube, N-E-A-L, called New World Order and Mind Control?
I don't think I have. No. Have you, Freeman?
No.
Okay. Is it worth watching?
He does just exactly. He talks exactly about what you're talking about.
Wow. Thank you very much for the phone call. And thank you to you. I want to have you back on, Freeman. We have not even gotten close to the subject of the satanification of America. Thank you so much for joining us today. Amazing show. Blended in really well with today's topic and what's going on in the world. You have a blessed day. Thank you, Freeman, for joining us. We'll have you back on soon. Let us know of any upcoming dates we need to be aware of. You all have a blessed day out there. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. And please continue to ask questions and talk to people. Pray that the truth be known, that those that speak out will be given strength to do so. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you all, and we love you. Have the power.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.